This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai, Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Ksubis Daf HaShavua. By the way, if anybody wants to join us, tomorrow begins Seder Noshim in Mishnah Yomis, two Mishnahs a day. And today we just finished Chagiga. Tomorrow we begin Masechta Yevamos. And I know many of you miss Yevamos. So if you want to get back into Yevamos, tomorrow, Parak Aleph, Mishnah, Aleph, and Beis. Okay, so the Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler said in the Mishnah on Nun Ches Amud Beis, that if a man is makdish, moisar, the extra income of his wife, Rabbi Meir says it's hektish, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler says it's chulin. Now, what is it talking about? The Gemara says it's talking about where he is malaher mezainos, but he's not malaher the ma'a kesef, the extra money. And the reason why the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, it seems to be because Shmuel holds, ein adam makdish davar shalai haya ba'ilam. I can't aser your extra earnings that I didn't get yet. Because Rav and Shmuel are of the opinion that according to a mayor, it's hektish la'achar misa. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler holds it's not even hektish la'achar misa, which means that Shmuel holds ein adam makdish davar shalai haya ba'olam. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? But if a woman says that I make a koinam of whatever income I'm going to make, that doesn't need hafara. And according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva says it does need hafara because maybe you'll make more than you're committed. Maybe the woman will make extra. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that it does need hafara because maybe you'll end up divorcing her and then you won't be able to take her back because her ma'isi adayim are usur because the neder was effective. And Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which indicates that the woman could be makdish her ma'aseh yadayim at a later time, which means Shmuel holds, even though in the Mishnah Shmuel seems to hold that you can't, that you ein adam makdish davar shalai haya ba'olam, Shmuel seems to say here a woman could be makdish davar shalai haya ba'olam. So Gemara says, well, over here we're talking about where the woman says she's makdish her hands, because her hands are ba'olam. So the Gemara asks, well, aren't her hands mishabed to the husband? So the Gemara says, well, she's makdish them for when she's divorced. So the Gemara says, what do you mean for when she's divorced? It's not within her capacity to get divorced. So Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question that in the comparison made was, if somebody says, this field that I'm selling to you, when I buy it back, it should be hektish. So, it's hektish. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that's not a valid comparison, because over there, you could be makdish it now. But the woman cannot have herself divorced. You know what it's analogous to? Somebody says to his friend, this field that I sell, that I'm selling to you, that I sold to you, when I buy it back, it should be hektish. It's not hektish. Meaning if a man says, the field I sold to you, I want it to be hektish when I buy it back, it's not hektish. So too, if the woman says, my handiwork, I want to sanctify when we get divorced, it should not be effective. So Rav Papa says that's not a good analogy. It's not. It's, this is not analogous to a case where a guy says that the field that I sold to you should be hektish when I buy it back. Maskefla Rav Papa. Mi dami, hasam gufa uperois biyada de lokeach. There, the field itself and the fruits are in the hands of the lokeach. So you can't say, well, when I buy it back, it should be hektish, because neither of them are in your possession right now. Hacha, but here, gufa biyadahu. Her hands are in her possession, but the use of the produce is not. Hermasia daim are not. Haloi damio, you know this is analogous to Elolo Oimer l'chaver, someone who says to his friend, Sadazu, this field, Shamashkanti l'cha, that I gave to you as a mashkan. A lender, a borrower says to a lender, the field that I gave to you as a mashkan, to hold on to in case I don't pay, the goof of it is mine. You have use of the fruits. L'chsha eftena, when I redeem it, Mimcha tiktash, it should be holy. Dikatsha, it's holy. Because he owns, the owner of the field owns the guf hasadeh. He just gave it to use to be used by the malve in the interim. And therefore he could be makdashit. Likewise, the woman, even though she has to give masi yodayim to the husband, nevertheless, the halacha is that she's the owner of her hands currently. Says Gemara, so that's what it should be analogous to, and therefore it should be hektish. Maskefla Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi. Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi asks, Mi dami, is it comparable? Hasam biyadai liftoisa. Over there, it's in his hand to redeem it. So therefore, he's able to be makdish it, because he could redeem it at any time. Hacha, but over here, ein biyada legarish atzma. It's not in her hands to divorce herself. So, yes, in both cases, the guf is in her hand, but at least in the case of the field, you have a way of redeeming the field. But here, there's no way to divorce yourself. Haloi damya, this is not similar to elo l'omer l'chaverai. Let's say someone says to his friend, Sadazu shamashkanti l'cha, the field I gave you as a mashkon, le'esar shanim, for 10 years, meaning he says, I will not redeem it for 10 years, l'ch'she'evdena mimcha, when I redeem it from you, tikdash, it should be holy. So in that case, hitaka cannot redeem it, just like the woman, is, it's not in her control to divorce herself. Dekacha, there the hektish is effective. To which the Gemara asks, that's also not a good analogy, because l'maisa, at the end of the day, Maskefla Ravashi, Ravashi asked, Mi dami, hasam l'esar shana mi abiyada l'ftoisa. So there, at least at the end of 10 years, he could redeem it. Hacha, but over here, ein biyada l'garish atzma. He does not have the ability to get divorced. La'ilam. It is not within her capacity ever to get divorced. Ela amar Ravashi. Ravashi said that to answer the question of how Shmuel could say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Hassan, or then Eino de Makdish Davar Shloi Haya Ba'ilam, and yet at the same time Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, that a woman who says Koinem Yadai, you need to be made for it because it might take effect when there's a divorce. Says Gemara, Ela Amar Ravashi, Koinama is Ka'amrit. Are you trying to bring a question from Kainamais? Shani Kainamais. Kainamais are different. De Kedushas Haguf Ninu. Kainamais are Kedushas Haguf. What does that mean? It's like Rashi says, Kedushas Mizbeach. When a person says Kainam, there's no redemption. When you make a Kainam to someone, it's not like Hektish that it could be redeemed, but it's also on one person. It has Kedushas Haguf to the point where it removes Shibud. Shani Koinamais, it's different than Hektish. When something is sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash, it could be redeemed. When a Koinam is made, it's so effective that it cannot be redeemed with money. Ukidarava, like Rava said, Amarava Hektish, when something is made hektish, chametz, when something turns chametz. What does it mean, hektish? For example, let's say you told the lender, I'm a shabid my ox for the debt, and then you're makdish the ox, it removes the lien that the lender has on the ox, and now the lender is going to have to collect his debt from elsewhere. And this animal is not considered stolen. It can be brought as a carbon. because the hekdesh is so effective that it removes the lien that the lender has on it. Or if, let's say, you designated chametz to the lender as a mashkoin to pay back a debt, and then it turned chametz on Pesach, it also removes a lien. Likewise, if you made an eved a designation to pay back a debt, and then you freed the eved, it also removes the lien. Mafkin midei shibud. And therefore, here also, the kainam removes the shibud. Even though technically speaking, it's not within her capacity to get divorced, nevertheless, kainam is kedushas haguf, and since it's kedushas haguf, therefore it removes the lien that the husband has on it, and it's effective, and therefore this is something that you could be makna, even though technically the earnings are not ba'olam, but the yadayim are ba'olam. So Gemara asks, in that case, then why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say you need to be made for the neder? Then taka, her hand should be holy from now. V'nikad shemei hashta, her hand should be hektish from now. Why does the Mishnah say that he should annul the vow because maybe she'll get divorced and then he won't be able to take her back? We should say that the kainam is chal. Says Gemara, the rabbi stepped in. Says Gemara, al muha rabbanan l'shibudei. The rabbi strengthened the lien the husband has, the baal, and made it that right now it's not hektish. It's only that if he divorces her, it will be chal then. Al muha rabbanan l'shibudei de baal. The rabbis strengthened the shibud of the husband. Ki hechi dolei tiktish mehashta, so that it should not be hektish from now. Okay. So the bottom line is, the Gemara is saying that kainam is different because it's kedushas haguf. And it's mafkia, the shibud, that she's meshubud to the husband. And it's chal. But in order to prevent it from being chal now, the Rabbanon strengthened the shibud of the husband. But fundamentally, it could even be chal now, because it's kedushas haguf. Okay, so now this Mishnah really starts a new topic. And this Mishnah now discusses the obligations that a wife has to her husband. Ve'ilu malacha she'isha oisel ba'al. The following tasks a woman has to do for her husband. Toichenes, she grinds wheat. Va'oifes, she bakes. U'mechabeses, laundry. Mevasheles, cooks. U'meinike es bina, she nurses. Matzah slay hamita, she makes the beds. Va'oisa b'tzemer, she weaves a wool. So these are toichenes, grinding, baking, laundering, cooking, nursing, making the beds, spinning wool. These are a number of tasks that she's responsible to do. Says the Mishnah, chnisa loy shivcha achas, if she brings one maidservant into the marriage, loy toichenes, she doesn't have to grind, v'loy oifes, she doesn't have to bake, v'loy mechavesas, and she doesn't have to launder. Shtayim, if she brings two servants into the marriage, ein mevashel, she doesn't have to cook, ein manika, she doesn't have to nurse her child. Shalosh, if she brings in three, ein matzah solimita, she doesn't have to do the linen. Ein oisa b'tzemer, she doesn't have to work with wool. So there are a total of seven tasks: grinding, baking, laundering, cooking, nursing, doing the bed, and working with wool. The first shivcha takes off three of them. The second shivcha takes off another two. The third shivcha takes off the next two. She has four shvachas, she sits on an easy chair. Basically, the wife is expected to do the job of four cleaning ladies. That's a pretty valuable job. I mean, knowing what cleaning ladies get paid a week, I mean, that's a pretty valuable commodity. Rabbi Lezer says, no. She can't say, well, my dad was rich, I brought in 5 cleaning ladies, I could, you know, I could go to the spa every day. Even if she brought in 100 maidservants, you could force her to work with wool. Why? Because idle, being idle brings to promiscuity. If she's not going to have work to do, it's going to bring to low behavior. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, "Af hamader sishim lasis melacha." Even if someone made a neder that to aser his wife from working, yoytzivi ting suba. You divorce her and you have to give her the ksuba. Why? Shehabatala mevil yidei shiamam. Because batala, idle, sitting around idle, brings to boredom, and therefore to desolation. So basically, it's a woman has to work whether the family needs the income or not. She has to be occupied. Otherwise, it leads to bad behavior. So the Gemara's first question is, Toichanes? A woman literally has to grind? Nobody grinds. The machine grinds. Says the Gemara, Sakat Ela Ema Matchenes. She arranges the machine. She prepares the needs of grinding. She puts it on the conveyor belt and pours in the grain. Or another interpretation, it's a handmill. So she is grinding it. Says Gemara, the Mishnah is not like Reb Chiya. The Tani Reb Chiya taught, in Isha Ela Liyofi. The Mishnah that says a woman is expected to do these tasks is not like Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says the job of a woman is to look good. Not to work. Her job is to beautify herself. The job of a woman is to produce children. The job of a woman is for her ornaments. If you want your wife to be pampered properly, Yal bishen klei pishtan, don her in linen. Haroitza sheyal ben esbita, if you want your daughter to be of light complexion, yachilenu efroichem, feed her young chicks, viashgen achalav, give her milk to drink, samach leperka, close to her maturity. But in Reb Chiya's view, a wife is not there to work. A wife is there to look good and to have children. Therefore, she doesn't have to do these jobs. By the way, famous Gemara tells us that Reb Chiya's wife got on his nerves, got him angry. And yet the Gemara says in Yevamos that whenever he would see something nice, he would buy it for her. So Rav asks, what are you doing? So Reb Chiya said, it's enough that she raises our children and she saves us from sin. So in other words, so we see Reb Chiya held the value of a woman is having children and saving the husband from sin. So therefore, she's not expected to work. She goes to she gets a manicure, and she goes to the spa, and she, you know, takes care of all the tachshite isha, and that's her job. And okay, weiter. Umenika espana. The mission says one of the things a woman has to do is she has to nurse her son. Says Gemara, lema season like me shamai. It seems like our Mishnah, shall we say our Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai, the Tanya. Beis Shammai, we learned in a Braisa. Nadra shaloi lahanik espana. Let's say a woman took a neder, not to nurse her son. So according to our Mishnah, she shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's one of her responsibilities. Beis Shammai oimrim, Beis Shammai says, shaymetes dad mi piv. She removes the nipple from the kid's mouth because she took a neder and now she can't nurse the child, which is clearly not like the Mishnah that she is obligated to nurse the child. We force her and we make her nurse the kid. Nizgarsha, when she gets divorced, ain't a kaifa, we don't force her anymore. If you recognize the kid that doesn't want, if the kid recognizes her and he doesn't want to nurse from anyone else, he gives her payment. if the kid recognizes her and doesn't want to nurse from anyone else, so we force her to nurse and we pay her nice and laschara. We pay her v'kaifa, we force her menikasa, and she nurses mipnei asakana. Bottom line is, we see that a woman could take a vow that she doesn't have to nurse. Yet the Mishnah seems to say that nursing is one of the obligations of the wife. Says the Gemara, afilu tema beishamai. You could even say it's beishamai. If it's beishamai, then why, if she takes a neder, is it effective? Isn't she obligated to nurse? She took the nether. Why is it effective? V'kayim lahu. But he was mekayim it. V'kasavri beishamai, beishamai holds. Who knows in Ezra ben Shena? He placed his finger between her teeth. So he validated the nether. And therefore, since he validated the nether, therefore, the nether is chal. She's obligated to nurse. But here it's his fault. Ubeisilo Sabri, no, he nasna etza bin shina. It's not chal. Because she started it. So we're going to force her. Says the Gemara, if the case here is where she made a nether, but he verified it, so therefore maybe it's chal, then why do we have to talk about a case where she made a nether not to nurse? Maybe she made a nether of any of the obligations that are found in the ksuba. V'niflegu b'ksuba ba'alma. Why don't they argue about the ksuba in general, where she made a nether, she's not going to give him any hana. And he was mekayim it. So according to Beis Shammai, the halacha should be she has to get divorced and she should collect the ksuba because it's his fault. And Beis Hillel would say, no, it's her fault. So she goes out without a ksuba. Says, V'oid, and further, Tani, we learned in a braisa that Beis Shammai omrim eina manika. That a woman, we learned in general, Beis Shammai holds that a woman doesn't have to nurse her kid. Rather, it's clear the Braisa is not like, the Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says a woman doesn't have to nurse, but our Mishnah says no, a woman does have to nurse. Okay, so we are now up to Daf Samach, and we will continue that Bezus Hashem next week. And I wish everyone a blessed evening. Thank you for joining. Good night, Kol Tov. Good night, thank you for coming, Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.